Hour number two of overtime, Fan Run Radio. Jake Miller alongside Davis Rangy, Matthew Catlin, Bryson Taylor, and Baker. Let's go right back to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Jerry and La Follette is next. What do you say, Jerry?
Not much, boys. Guys, thinking about the game tonight. Y'all get nervous yet?
I've been nervous all day, Jerry. I've been nervous all day. I don't really know what to expect. KenPom has this as a four-point win. The BPI on ESPN is giving us like an 85% chance to win. A lot of money coming in right now for FAU as far as the betting on FanDuel. So, yeah, I mean, there's reason to be nervous. And, I mean, you got to look at it this way. This is not only a legacy game for Josiah Jordan-James, Olivier Kamwa, a lot of these guys that have been here for a while, like Davis mentioned, but it's also a legacy game for Rick Barnes. Can he crush the narrative that he cannot win at March? Can he get Tennessee to their second ever Elite Eight and take advantage of this clear-cut path to the Final Four?
Well, Davis, what are you thinking about it, man? I mean, I'd say you're pretty nervous too, ain't you, man? This Lane Kiffin Bowl is going to get out of hand tonight, I feel like.
Yeah, I am pretty nervous. I really don't have a great feel. I mentioned yesterday that I can kind of feel like a cold shoot night from us coming, and hopefully that's not the case, because we mentioned earlier that FAU attempts 33s a game, and eventually a few of those are going to go in if we're putting up 30 a game. So I think there's a stat that statistically we have the highest three-point shooting percentage out of all the teams left over the past two games, and that's the complete opposite of what we've seen this season. So that if the law of averages says that we're going to dip down a little bit, so that might happen tonight. But my big thing is about the referee and how they're calling this game, because they're going to call every little knick-knack foul, then that might not be great for us.
Well, what do you guys think the key to the game is tonight? I think the key is to score more points, personally, but I don't know, reading the narrative out there about defense and stuff. You think defense wins it, but last I checked, the ball going through the hoop counts.
I mean, that's what matters. I mean, you got to shut down John L. Davis. I mean, he's 6'2", scrappy guard. You got to put Zakai Ziegler, but Jamai Meshack on him, because, I mean, he's basically just a few inches taller than Zakai Ziegler. That's pretty much how he plays.
Yeah, and I would say boxing out, rebounding. We mentioned earlier, but they get 16.5 offensive boards per game, which is the most out of any team left in the tournament. And we mentioned before also, but they average the least amount of turnovers. So turn them over and rebound the ball, and that should throw them off a little bit.
Would you say that number's inflated because of teams they play?
What do you mean? They play Purdue.
Might be.
Played Purdue with the biggest guy in the tournament.
I mean,
that's the tournament stats.
Okay.
Well, also, you got to think about it this too. Purdue was not feeding Zach Edey the way they should have late in the game.
No.
Still there, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry, service is a little rough up here in La Follette. You know, we got a bunch of trees and stuff. And,
well, you know, I know that all too well.
I just want to say that I was listening earlier, and that idiot Bear trying to compare somebody who's to 6'2" is just ridiculous. Overtime is far superior. I'm going to get off here and be enough, but I just wanted to give you one big go damn ball.
Oh, my goodness. Appreciate the phone call, Jerry.
Yeah. 6'8" or 6'2".
Hey, same thing, right? Yeah. Same thing. Yeah, 5'2", 6'2", same height to me.
I would say I'm trying to get a good comparison for John L. Davis. I would say
he's what, 6'2"?
It's like a Bones Highland type player.
Yeah,
kind of,
yeah.
Scrappy. I mean, he was at VCU. Yeah. I would say Carson Edwards, but he can't shoot it like Carson Edwards.
No, Carson Edwards.
He's different.
He can shoot the ball.
Why do you walk him in?
And the funny thing is, Carson Edwards really didn't even kill us that game. It was Ryan freaking Klein, who now sells medical insurance. Looked it up.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe, every time I go back and watch that game, if you watch the second half, that's one of the best basketball games you're ever going to watch.
Oh, yeah.
I know we lost the game. That was probably one of the better basketball games, as far as tournament-wise, that I've seen probably in my lifetime, just back and forth, just three after three after three. It didn't stop. And we didn't guard him.
But, yeah, when he was going around a screen or something, they should have just literally, pulled his shorts down. Get him out of his rhythm. Do something different.
You're all about the shorts today, aren't you?
Pause. But you had to do something different in that game. We didn't do it. We just let him absolutely cook us. Some of the shots he was making were just,
I mean, he made that 35-footer from,
I mean, there's one play, Admiral, literally like this, and you couldn't block his shot. He shot it over his head. You're either going to foul him or it's a back of assertion, but it's like, KD, you can't block KD's shot. Not a foul on Lamonte either.
Nope.
Oh, man. Well, yep. Indiana Bird. Indiana Klein.
In Indiana State. Yep.
Yep. Hey, that big man was annoying. Isaac Harms.
What, Isaac Haas?
Matt Harms. Yeah. Was. Then he ended up at BYU. I'm looking on my couch one night on like a Friday night at like 2 a.m. He's playing in a preseason tournament with BYU in Vegas. That guy really fell off the map.
Yep, Ryan Klein is doing his 9-to-5 duty.
Yep, Carson Edwards plays, I don't even know, he's on the main Red Claws last time I looked.
Ah, Boston Celtics affiliate.
Yeah, it's a Celtics affiliate, yeah.
That whole team.
The team fell off the face of the planet.
What in the world's going on there?
With the Celtics?
Yeah.
They're playing bad ball. Actually, they kind of snapped out of it the other night. Beat the Kings by like 23. Tatum had like 38, I think.
Yeah.
But they haven't been playing great recently. But yeah, Celtics are fine, right?
Yeah. So the Grizzlies.
So Ryan Klein is actually a sales representative now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Medical sales.
Yeah. Yep. Medical sales. Yep.
Medical insurance sales.
Wow.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
He's set for life in wherever Purdue's located in Indiana.
So. Yeah.
What is that?
Like Lafayette or something?
I don't know. What's
got a score update for you guys. Kansas State up 30-26 with 3 minutes left in the first half. Who do we want more? Or do we want both teams just burn each other out?
Neither. I don't want either team. I don't want Izzo.
I don't like Marquise Nowell or Noel, however you say his name, and Keontae Johnson.
Yeah, high pick and roll, that's going to eat us alive.
I don't like Tom Izzo. That's a.
You don't like playing Tom Izzo.
Yeah, I don't like playing him. I think he's a great coach, obviously.
Is he one of the more respectable coaches?
Yes, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yes.
I'm surprised he didn't retire with Coach K and Roy Williams and Jay Wright. That's the same kind of guys, the ones we grew up watching.
Yeah. I mean,
the elites.
It was Calhoun, Boeheim, Izzo.
I can't put Kyle Perry in that category.
No, absolutely not. No.
No.
No. He has one national championship.
If we end up playing.
Not to mention all the cheating that he did to get that national championship.
Yep. If we end up playing Kansas State, I might be reading in this a little bit too deep, but Keontae Johnson, last year when Florida came here, he was one of the ones that was antagonizing that post-game, you know, debacle that we had. So I'm sure he's got some bad blood out for us, too. So I don't really want
to
see
it. We're not going to repeat what Zakai Ziegler said to him.
No.
Former Florida Gator. I don't even know how he was cleared to play. He's the dude that passed out in the middle of the game.
Yeah, they just showed that. It was like December 12th,
2020.
During
COVID when no one was there.
Yeah. Well, he had a heart problem or something.
I don't know. He'd run down the court, just passed out.
I don't know. Probably got the COVID vaccine.
Nice. There it is. Right. There it is. Politics. Whoa.
Well, I mean, we can talk about that. We can talk about how the Fed has raised the interest rates again.
Yep, no one wants to say a word about that. Everybody's mouths are completely shut. Yeah, but we want to arrest Trump when Hunter Biden was doing crack. Yeah, just look at that laptop.
That laptop.
Yeah, laptop and the money to Ukraine that's been funneling in a three-way triangle between FTX, Ukraine, and the Democratic Party. So you ask me, man, what's corrupt?
Watch out, the blue hairs might get you.
Not the blue hair, not the blue hair. I don't care about them.
They live in the Canes bathroom.
Oh, boys, we got a game in less than 2 hours. We need to get back on track. Oh, my goodness.
Ooh.
That was a good line, David.
Canes bathroom.
That's like the guy standing outside Hazard, eh?
Oh, yeah. Last point, then we'll get back to track.
All right.
So I'm walking to class today. There's a person holding a sign. I don't know if this is about Christianity, Muslim, what. It says, what makes your faith silent? And they're just standing there with a sign and black duct tape over their mouth and just staring like an NPC, just straight ahead,
like
not
an NPC.
A word. Yes, didn't move a muscle. And I just walked by, there's a stare, everybody stared. Then I go to my class, come back an hour and a half later. Still, there's multiple of them now. They spawned. There's one here, one there, and they all just have the same sign with black duct tape over their mouth. And then I come back like a few hours later, gone.
Well, it's like the same people that were standing outside that one day where it was like, you all going to hell.
We changed the world! We stood outside with a piece of duct tape on our mouth for 3 hours! We've ended climate change!
Yep. Yeah, man. The stuff that happens on that campus is so weird.
I'm glad I'm never on PED or anywhere near there.
PED is like that walkway from HSS all the way down to the student union. Hey, man, you never know what you're going to see on there.
It's always something.
It's wild. I remember first day of class, Quarius Crouch just standing outside Haslam, lost out of his mind. just staring at the sky. He had no idea where he was going.
Oh, man.
All the guys that we gave bags to come here. You know, that was their own first and only day of class.
Oh, man. No, I this goes back. Okay, yep, we're down the rabbit hole. We're going to continue. I forgot which state it was, but they have banned guys trying to be gals in track and field.
You talk about
Uganda?
No, Uganda.
Okay, stay where we're going. Stay in our lane.
You said it was like the world. I don't remember. It's like the WWDC or something. Yeah, banned it. Yeah.
Anyway, there's a state. I can't remember which one it is. They have banned guys trying to be girls participating in track and field.
The World Olympics Committee did that too today.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
Yep. I mean, I read a story the other day. It was a, this guy was, she now is a, was a guy, and she's, was swimming. She won zero races as a man. She's won 12 now as a woman.
Is that Leah Thomas person?
No, it's a different person.
No, Jake Crane and I talked about that on Friday.
Yeah, it's a different person. Yeah, Leah Thomas, yeah.
Even Bruce Jenner, or whatever you call it, Caitlyn Jenner now, said it's just not biologically fair for a male-born athlete to compete against female-born athletes.
Just imagine Brock Lesnar going to women's UFC, man.
Just imagine LeBron putting on a wig and going to the WNBA.
Yeah, just saying he's a woman. Well, LeBron would average
wouldn't have hair on his head.
I mean, he'd average 150 points.
Imagine Michael Jordan coming out of retirement and playing against Brittany Griner. He would put up 60.
Hey, let's go back to the phones. Roberto is next. What do you say, Berto?
Pop in here trying to talk about the NCAA tournament, and you get sidetracked on this, and it's pissing me off now. Not at you guys. The whole damn situation.
Well, I mean, we tell it how it is, man.
I have three daughters.
Yeah.
You think I want dudes competing against my girls?
Hell no.
Hey, my girls, they're not superstars, okay? They're not superstar athletes, but I have one that's pretty good at some stuff, okay?
Yeah.
They're 9 years old, so we're not putting any pressure on them, but if she wants to excel in what she's really good at, and she is, she's very good at softball.
Good.
Right? Okay, so dudes with wee-wees start playing in girls' softball because they can't make it in baseball and they can throw better underhanded? I don't know. And then all of a sudden, my daughter can't go play in college or whatever her aspiration is.
Right.
Because that's exactly what's going to happen. And you want to know what's really funny about that, guys?
What's that?
That's actual bigotry. Sorry. That's what bigotry is.
Mm-hmm.
We're bigoted because we say, hey, people with wee-wees shouldn't compete in athletics against people that don't have them.
Well, I mean,
okay.
You know, then that's the thing, but Roberto. We just tell it like it is.
Hey, man, how would you feel about Jacob DeGrom throwing a softball to your daughter?
God.
Yeah.
I mean, so we're all on the same page. I mean, you know what? You know what our great national debt is, guys?
What?
You know what our national debt is?
$33 trillion.
That's probably up more than that
now.
No, see,
you lost it. It's logic and reason. That's our real national debt.
You're not wrong there. All right, let's get back on track here, Berto.
Sorry. Well,
before we do, I want to give you a good watch. You've heard of my friend Jake Crane down at the Daily Wire, correct?
Surely.
He had one of the competitors against Leah Thomas on air, and they did a full in-depth interview. You need to go catch that.
I will. And, you know, I've heard that Leah Thomas just walks around with the wee-wee hanging out in the locker room. I've heard that makes girls, biological women, exceedingly uncomfortable. It's like, yeah, no kidding. It's funny how that works, being exceedingly uncomfortable about that.
And Laura, back on track. What do you got about the NCAA tournament?
Okay, for real, guys, I feel very uncomfortable right now because I feel very comfortable about Tennessee's situation tonight. So it makes me more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
One of my friends said, how we feeling, boys? We have a text group. And I said, strangely confident, which makes me very uneasy. Where are we at, boys?
Very much so. I mean, we're pretty much in the same we're in the same ballpark there. I mean, it's like we should be very, very comfortable about this game, but we're also uncomfortable because it's the NCAA tournament.
Yep. Just like South Carolina football is a game you should win, but I have that weird feeling just like I did before that game. I don't know what it is. Hopefully it's wrong, but it feels like something.
Hopefully it was bad lunch. You ate something bad for lunch.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll blame
Chick-fil-A. We'll talk about that. I'm still not feeling good from lunch I ate yesterday.
I don't want to put too much pressure on this, and you know me, I'm a self-effacing Perlinista. I've always been a Perlinista, though. I don't want him back. Okay, I don't. But I'm also, you know, I wouldn't say I'm a Barnes basher. I'm just kind of a Barnes like meh, or you know what I mean? Like okay, I mean yeah, he's a Hall of Fame basketball coach. You can't fire him.
You're willing to call out his faults, and you're willing to give praise when praise is due.
And I do that a lot. And I take blame for when I'm wrong, by the way. I called myself an idiot on every show that would listen this week because I said we had zero chance of beating Duke. And I said, make me call myself an idiot. And they did. Do it again. Get to the Final Four. Make me say I'm an idiot. Please. I'm begging you.
I'm tired of not being there, man. You're just like me. We're tired of not being there. We want to get there. We want to hang that damn banner.
We're the bad guys, though. Don't ever forget we're the bad guys.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because we don't accept mediocrity and people playing in sports they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But, strangely, guys, here's what's really strange. I think we lose close or we blow them out. Is that a weird feeling?
No, because I took a bet at us at winning by four.
No.
That 5.5, 4 to 5.5 line, whichever, wherever you got it,
mm-hmm.
or whoever got it, is one of the stranger lines I've seen. I mean, Ken Palm's got it at 4, and I go by anything he says, so I'd say it's right, but it just feels wrong. It feels like Tennessee should blow this team out, and maybe that's because FAU's underseeded and maybe we're slightly overseeded right now. I don't know. If we come out, here's where the game's going to come down to. Does Rick Barnes play at their tempo and try to go small and defend with smaller guys, or does he say, we're going to pound you inside and get those guys in foul trouble? Because if you can get those guys in foul trouble, we're going to win. If you can get their bigs in foul trouble, we're going to win. They can't shoot enough to keep that because they won't be able to rebound at all. They're not going to rebound well against us tonight. I love how we send guys to crash the boards. Okay, great. Our shortest guy is our best rebounder.
Yep.
Okay, great. That's cute. Right? So I think, you know, if Barnes lets the game be dictated to him, we will lose.
Yep.
Period. If he decides we're going to be the bully, we're bigger than you, we're meaner than you, we're more athletic than you, and I'm smarter than you. Because he is a Hall of Fame basketball coach. Let's not lose sight of that. And this guy he's coaching against tonight, it's not.
No.
Okay? Not yet, at least. If he says those four things, we will blow them off the court. It will not be a game come 9:45 to 10:20 at night.
Right. And
we can all go to bed.
And we've all talked about this today. You know, this is a legacy game, not only for the players, but it's a legacy game for Rick Barnes to kill the narrative. It's his chance to do it. And he's got to go out and he's got to win.
Mm-hmm. You have to. This is a have to. You know, as Russell said before you guys, and I agree with him, I'm sorry if I'm breaking up a little bit, guys, but as he said earlier, I wish we hadn't said Sweet 16 is my floor because that's kind of where I was because things change in the tournament. I'm happy with where we're at, okay? We made it to Sweet 16, and I really didn't expect that, especially once I saw our bracket. But this bracket has opened up for us to make a legitimate run to the Final Four, if not the national championship game. I cannot believe I'm saying that. Yeah. Because here's the deal. Here's the other little thing nobody wants to talk about. Alabama's getting beat by San Diego State.
We talked about
it. All right.
Yep.
That's a bold take.
And Creighton's going to be in the Final Four, too. Nobody's talking about it. That's what's going to happen. And then you're talking about having to go against San Diego State, who plays our type of game, but not as good as we are at it. Right? If we get there and they get there,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about that. Holy smokes. Holy smokes. I'm fired up. And then it comes down to UCLA and us, because that's who's going to play. Because if Creighton makes it in, UCLA, I believe, will.
Ah, the Barnes Bowl.
The Barnes Bowl. We're talking Barnes Bowl. But Mick Cronin coaches a little bit better than Barnes does in in-game situations.
That's true. And we lost Roberto. Stay with us. More of your phone calls coming up. Back here on Overtime Fan Run Radio. Back to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines we go. Westchester is next. What do you say, Westchester?
What do you know, guys?
Not a lot.
You know what I know?
What's that?
Whoever the heck the coach is for FAU, he ain't no Shaka Smart.
Nope.
And FAU ain't no VCU. Their dream ends today. The play-in team has made it as far as they're going to make it.
And Westchester is—he's fired up. He's ready to roll.
It is not. History will not repeat itself tonight. It will not. The Fighting Rick Barneses will get it done tonight. A combination of good shooting, good defense, and critical timing on timeout calls, and timeful substitutions, and we can win this darn thing.
Who are you, and what have you done with Westchester?
And you know what? If we do that, we can just go ahead and win the whole darn thing. But this is our last obstacle.
Who are you, and what have you done with the Westchester I know?
Well, it's more fun when you take the cup off and just get squarely kicked in the
gonads. Yep.
But no, I think we got a chance, and you know, it's for once, you know, as usual, the bracket's in our favor, and blah 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 blah, whatever that means, but. No, we got a chance. We just I was stupid. I thought we played at Madison Square Garden already this year. Then my buddy reminded me that was Brooklyn, and then he talked me off the ledge because apparently it would not have been a good idea for me to call in a bomb threat to Madison Square Garden, try to get the game moved to Brooklyn so we'd have the advantage. But I don't think we need it. I think we're going to be okay without resorting to that. I think that would be a little over the top.
Well,
y'all say I'm not a Vols fan, you know?
Oh. Well, I don't know what to say.
I appreciate the dedication.
Definitely was like a couple Molotovs.
You know.
Shut up, Matthew! Shut up!
Somebody's got to commit a felony for this team. You know, it just happens. But
I mean, Alabama fans do it. Alabama players do it.
Yeah, careful, so do we. But that was under the coach that everyone, it's under the coach, a lot of people still think they won't back here. But I will give Barnes credit for that.
He got nothing but a cheeseburger.
I will give credit for Barnes for that. He has run a very clean program. Yeah, as you can tell by the motorcycle going up the street, I'm outside the Hive, about to go have some dinner and try not to get too hammered before this game starts, which is, what's the time, 9:20?
You got an hour and a half.
Yeah, you got an hour and a half, buddy.
Oh, it's 9 o'clock? I thought it was later than that, is it?
No, we got a 9 o'clock tip off tonight, bud.
Oh, that's perfect. Dinner and a pitcher and a half, and I'll be good to go.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
But let's just go kick some ass tonight and take care of business and let all these negative media people take it and stick it right up their keister. See you guys. Have a good show.
Ha!
Wow.
That's a fine line we're walking right now.
Yeah, a fine line.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Nice. Wow.
That's
Who do I have next? Tommy?
Yeah, you have Tommy.
Please get Tommy in here. Please, for the love of God, get me Tommy. What's up, buddy?
I think this is Tommy. Might be Jason.
Hello, you're on Overtime.
Hey, boys, how y'all doing this
evening? Hey, Tommy, what's up, buddy?
Tommy.
Hey. Man, it's been a while. I know everybody's been caught up in this basketball team, and I am as well. So that's why I've kind of not called in, because, like I said before, I didn't watch basketball at Tennessee until Rick Barnes got there. I think with Grant and Admiral there junior years before they left. So I didn't have many inputs on that. So I just put y'all in the shop while I've been working, but enjoyed the shows. Going with that, I don't see us losing this game tonight, guys. I know Florida Atlantic, they beat some good teams to get this far, but I just think that we are much better. And if we play like we did against Duke the other night, and especially with the physicality and come out, and I think that we'll win it good, easily.
I got us winning by four. That's the bet that I made. I'm going to ride with that.
Well, I just want to see Olivier come out and do what he did, and I want to see Viscovi just, you know, step back and shoot them open threes and just sink them. And I just hate that, you know, we're up in the Big Apple and we ain't got Zakai out there.
Yeah, we got Tobey, though. Tobey's from that area, so it'll be good to watch him play at Madison Square Garden. I mean, for guys like that, I mean, that's a dream venue that you get to play at. Of course, Zakai got to play there last year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Tobey's going to get his first taste of Madison Square Garden actually being on the court. I mean, yeah, they go there, they watch games growing up, but this is their chance to get on the floor at MSG, one of the most known arenas in the world, and make it happen.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like I said, for just a new basketball fan, even me, I know about Madison Square Garden and the venue that it is and the importance that it is. But I'm really looking forward to this game tonight. I believe that we're going to take care of business, and we'll get to the Elite Eight. And I'm like everybody else. Now, I've went back and watched the games from, you know, y'all talked about with Michigan State putting us out. Hell, let's do it again. Let's run it back. Break them on. Let's get it.
Well, right now it's a tight game between them and Kansas State over on TBS, 43-38 at halftime. And I don't know which one I want less, to be honest with you.
Neither.
I don't want to play either.
I don't care. I just want San Diego State to do everybody a solid and put the murder row out of the damn thing.
Oh, man. Yep.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I don't want to see them again.
No, I don't think anybody does.
You still going to have J.O. on tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. By the way, Tommy, Kyle Busch is coming to East Tennessee at Bulls Gap on April 6th.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
Hi, George.
Him and Kyle Larson.
Might have to do some arrangements to get around there for that.
All right, call Big Money Justin.
I ain't messing with him. He's all whipped up by the old lady. She wants to go watch, you know, Fifty Shades of Grey kind of stuff, and he's gone.
Justin, you know he's listening to this.
I know it. That's why I said it. I'll call him and tell him. Nah.
Here we go.
I like old Justin. But I'll call in tomorrow and get your input on the Atlanta race. Like I said, I know everybody's pumped up for this game. That's why I've kind of kept quiet this week, been listening. I'm pumped up for it. I think we got a good shot to win this game and go on and kind of get rid of all the Barnes bashers, as they call them. If he can get this done, he might just solidify himself as, you know, one of the best coaches in Tennessee right behind Josh Heupel.
I mean, I think, and we mentioned it before, I mean, this game is going to determine a lot about how we look at Rick Barnes, how we remember his career when he's done coaching. And a win tonight probably puts him ahead of Bruce Pearl.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because, I mean, Bruce Pearl, and I love Bruce Pearl. I can't thank that man enough for showing everybody that you can win at Tennessee. Because he's the one that originally did it and brought it to where it is now. Of course, we had down years with Konzo. Of course, we know that Konzo really didn't know what he was doing. We saw that here. We saw it at California. We saw it at Missouri. But you can win here. And Rick Barnes, he's already got an SEC tournament title. I think, one regular season title?
Correct.
Bruce had two, but I think a conference tournament trumps that, even though it doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things. But you're about to make it as far as Bruce Pearl ever did. And then you got a chance to take this program to where it has never been before. And you get to hang that banner in Thompson Bowling Arena. That way everybody can stop making fun of that stupid Elite Eight banner that we've had hanging up with 1 year under it and everything else left blank. Yeah, I know the the intention was, oh, well, there's more to come. But guess what? It doesn't look good. We need a Final Four men's tournament banner up in Thompson Bowling Arena.
Yeah, exactly. And right now, looking at everything, if we take care of business tonight, I think we got a good shot to get in there and get us a Final Four at least and kind of hush everybody up. And if these guys, if they make it to the Final Four and they get put out early, I mean, hell of a season. I'm tickled to death for these guys. They fought hard. I'm ready for the game tonight. I'm going to hop off here, and I'm going to let y'all guys get somebody else in here. And I'll holler at y'all tomorrow and talk a little turn to left.
Sounds good, Tommy. Appreciate the call, buddy. What in the world has happened in the past 13 minutes on this show?
Not our fault this time. It's not. Cannot blame Telemundo tonight.
Only Jackhammer.
Hey, dudes.
Hey, dudes.
That was...
Yeah,
that's... We literally talked about threats, then 50 Shades of Grey. Get me Jason in Georgia. He will at least talk some basketball with me. What do you say, Jason?
Buddy, let me try to class this place up a little bit here.
You don't have to if you don't want to. I mean, you can fall right in line with everybody else.
Well, I save all my other stuff for VR. I don't want to get y'all in trouble.
But, I appreciate that.
How we feeling tonight, guys?
Nervous. Comfortable, yeah. But uncomfortable.
Meh.
Because we are comfortable.
That's right. That's right. Well, I just got a gut feeling, man, that this team is pissed off.
Yep.
And I think they're tired of hearing of everything that has been talked about since we bludgeoned Duke. And I think they're just going to come out here and play their game, and they don't care. I don't think they'll change anything in a couple early tight whistles. I think they just stay aggressive, push them off the line, and just make them make some mid-range stuff because they're not going to get any rebounds tonight. I think we're going to hammer the boards and just play that Python defense and just choke the life out of them. I don't see it. I think they're focused. They're ready to play. And, the moment will not be too big. That's for sure.
Not for us.
Yeah, not us. FAU coming in there, I mean, they might be deer in the headlights. And everybody's talking about, oh, they don't have anything to lose and all this stuff. Yeah, they do. They have the game to lose.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Who do y'all think needs to be the guy to step up tonight and be big for the team?
It has to be Triple J. Kumwah went for 28 against Duke.
Yeah.
I need 15 out of him tonight. I need Triple J to go off.
Yeah.
Play like the five-star that he was.
Yep. Yep, this is his game tonight. His game tonight.
Are we overthinking this?
Probably.
What if I'm just making this up? Tobe Awaka. He's playing in his dream arena tonight.
Okay.
What if he comes off the bench and just has the game of his life?
Yep.
Yeah. He could.
I might just be crazy for thinking that, but what if?
No. I mean, hey, he's poised too. I mean, he ain't scared of nothing.
No, he's a hell of a player too.
Yeah. That kid, he has no problem banging down low. He has no problem getting after it. And you're right. I mean, he might just come on out here and let it rip. I don't think they got a big guy down there, a wide guy.
Vladislav.
Yeah. And, you know, I'd like to see him bang around down low with him. But, I mean, I don't know, boys. I've got the here's my next question, and I'm gonna hop off here. What's on tap for tonight? Because I've got some Tennessee whiskey ready to go. What are you boys doing?
So I'll be honest, I'm not a fan of Tennessee whiskey. I like my brown stuff to come out of Kentucky. I'm not gonna lie.
Fair enough.
But look, I'm thinking Miller Lite out of a can or some White Claws. I like my canned stuff.
I got you.
But, Jason, I want to make a point really quick. We had Davis earlier say, get in his pants. Tommy starts talking about 50 Shades of Grey, and then you start talking about banging down low. I mean, well, this is the trend of this show right now.
I figured I'd throw that in there a couple times.
I appreciate that.
Hey, y'all have a good one. Go Bald.
Appreciate the phone call, Jason. Stay with us. Final segment of the program coming up right here on Fan Run Radio. Final segment of the program, Arkansas getting eaten alive by UConn right now, down 34-17, getting out-rebounded. I think the stat line was 16-5.
Yeah, I mean, that big guy they have down there, what's his name? It's like Sissoko or something. Sissoko, yeah. Yeah, he's absolutely just eating Arkansas alive. It's 34-17. They doubled up.
Yes.
If you want to go to the Elite Eight, should Tennessee win tonight, we got some travel options for you. Davis.
Yeah, travel guy.
Hit me with some flight prices from Knoxville.
This one, so it would be theoretically leaving tomorrow and coming back Sunday. Leaving tomorrow at 6 a.m. Oh, it's a direct flight. Nice. 6 a.m., you get to LaGuardia at 8 a.m. And then you return at 7 a.m., get back to Knoxville at 11. But you have to leave out of Newark, 8:69. If you want to slum it, you can take a Greyhound at 18. 18-and-a-half-hour bus ride straight that leaves here tomorrow night at 10:50. You will get to New York City at 5:20, so hopefully you'll be there for the Elite Eight game. And then you can leave New York City at 11 p.m. Sunday night and get back to Knoxville at 6:35 Monday night for a grand total of, 38 hours in a bus.
37.
No, Chomp. 18 hours, 18 and a half hours, and 19 and a half hours.
I didn't know the second one was 19 and a half hours.
Yep, do your math. Thanks.
Hey, you didn't tell us that. Thanks.
Hey, you can go on American. Your bags may or may not make it. You can go for only $646. Only.
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 Only. Hey, this is a great deal. $3,000 tickets. Great deal.
Just do what I do when I travel. Like the last time that I went to the beach with my friends, like without, you know, the family or anything, I didn't even take a suitcase. I literally grabbed a trash bag. Whatever was in my car, that's what went into this bag. I sprayed it all with a can of Febreze, and we made our way down to St. Augustine.
You didn't even take a backpack with you at least?
No, homeless?
A trash bag around your shoulder?
No, let me go through the story. Like, so I was drunk. I was drunk the night before. I was so hungover when I woke up. I just grabbed a trash bag, threw some clothes in it, sprayed it with a can of Febreze, and threw it in the guy's trunk.
It's like Patrick and SpongeBob, where they get the thing on the stick and just walk around.
A little bandana on the stick. I'm going back home to Texas.
I mean, good boy, you got a trash bag. I mean, hey, man, you got to at least take a duffel bag or something, a Nike bag at least, man.
No.
A
sack pack.
I don't know, man. One of those
one of the drawstring bags.
Yeah, with a drawstring bag. I mean, dude.
No, I just put it on a black trash bag.
That's pretty bad.
It could be worse. I could have been wearing the black trash bag. I've seen that on a construction site when it's raining. Guys just poke the holes through the sides. Just wear them a trash bag. Just
as a
ranger.
Yeah. Nice. I've seen people, I don't know. They sell, I know they sell like ponchos, what, football games they do that?
Yeah, it's like, what, they used to be 50 cents.
Never wear a poncho.
Yeah, they're also huge, man.
Oh, God, I wore one for the Oregon game. I was sweating so bad because that was a game we had a rain delay. That is all down the concourse. It's like, okay, you can stay in the concourse or you can get out in this junk and walk over to Thompson Bowl and get yourself at risk for getting struck by lightning. So there's 100,000 people crammed in the concourse. I'm sitting there in a poncho, sweating, like drenched in sweat.
Oh, yeah. Those ponchos are not.
We started that game off good.
Oh, that was a great
and
start
then
to the game.
And it went downhill.
Yeah, the rain delay killed us.
We'll go with that answer.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll blame it on the weather.
That team ended up playing in the national championship game.
Nice Marcus.
They lost to Auburn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the next year they lost to Florida State in the Rose Bowl.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was Mariota the quarterback then?
No, they didn't yet. I don't know.
I don't remember that.
God, that feels like so long ago.
Yeah.
I keep confusing him with Jeremiah Mazzoli.
It was 2012 that they came up here because 2013 we went there. We started that game off good.
2010 they came here. Dooley's first year.
So I guess we did, what, 3 years in between?
Yeah.
Yeah, because 2013 I was in seventh grade, and I remember we were up 7-0, and I was all excited. Then I look again, 59-7.
It is.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say I'm thankful that I didn't have to watch that second game when we went up there. I was in basic training out on the range, picking up brass, getting so excited to finally use my M16.
Whoa.
Yeah. Come to find out, you get to fire the weapon for about 2 minutes, and then you get to watch everybody else.
I got M16s.
Yeah, like the A4, like more modernized one, yeah. Not the old musket.
We had M4s.
You got my M4 and AIT. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Best weapon in Call of Duty, by the way.
What's the score? Yeah, is that 47 to 41?
Yeah, Kansas State.
Oh, by the way, guys, Baker is so right. You can leave out of Nashville for $280.
Hey!
That's a bargain.
Hey!
I might be doing that. I'm not going to lie.
Appreciate the tip. Guess I'll be scheduling. Now I got to look for Memphis. Oh my!
Tips by Baker.
Yeah.
Is this with Delta or Southwest or who?
Well, actually, Spirit. And United.
Nice. Well, you, hey.
But you're getting there.
Hey, my stuff may or may not get there, but yeah. My body physically may be there.
Just take a carry on. Just take a carry on.
It's literally just a flip of the coin at that point.
You fly there on Spirit, fly back on United. So I mean.
Oh, no. The worst one I ever did, it was actually Continental Airlines from Knoxville to Newark that was taking us to Ireland. The flight to Newark, it was like the guy's first commercial flight. It was awful. I got sat on the left side of the plane. It was a one-seat row, and my long legs were not accommodated for when they gave me the seat, so I'm sitting here scrunched up the whole time, one leg out in the aisle, and we land, and it was just boom, boom, boom.
What was the one where, like, you told us you took a flight that was like a shuttle, basically?
Oh, yeah, they put us on a javelin and pulled us back on the pendulum and flung us to Newark.
Yeah,
that's probably what you're getting with Spirit.
Yeah, on the flight from just a little short little flight from Atlanta to Memphis this past Sunday, we hit the – I had no idea. I was on the middle seat, right? So just a random black guy sitting next to me, and we landed. And it was like the biggest thud ever. He just looked at me and we're like, oh, yeah. Can't say a little word, but that was, I don't even know. Because I couldn't tell when we were about to land or not in the middle seat, and he had the window down. And then all of a sudden, I just hear a big thud. Thought we were dying.
Well, I remember one time we were on Allegiant out to L.A., you know.
There's nothing wrong with Allegiant.
Okay, I mean, okay.
Can you help me with my bag?
Yeah, some old guy, you know, trying to...
Hey, can you help me with my bag here, buddy?
Yeah, pit smelled like ass. Just trying to get the bag up.
Nah, but, you know.
There's nothing worse than smelly pits.
You know, Allegiant doesn't have any outlets or anything or Wi-Fi, so 4-hour flight.
Or a screen.
Yeah, or a screen or anything. So from Memphis to L.A., all they have is the little lunch trays that you flip down.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my head down, you know, wake back up and say, oh, where are we at? Yeah, still on the tarmac.
Still taking off.
Yeah. 30 minutes later, by the way.
So do y'all have to properly medicate, i.e. get drunk, before you get on these planes?
No.
No.
I've only done that once.
After the whole incident from Knoxville to Newark, I got to the point where I have to have at least a six-pack in me before I can fly.
A six-pack in you before you fly? Well, honestly, you wake up at like a 6 a.m. flight, you wake up at 5:30, you just down 6 beers in 30 minutes and head to the airport?
Pretty much.
So you're the guy that has to go to the bathroom 1,000 times.
Yes.
Don't be that dude.
You're that guy.
Oh, I request an aisle seat, don't worry.
Some guy, he was like so sketch. He was like freaking out, just like super nervous. He had a pill bottle with him. He took like two. And then we landed. He's just knocked out cold the entire time. We're getting up to leave a plane. Mom's dad's like, sir? Sir? Just never woke up. Just hoodie on, just sunglasses on. He's probably barred out. But
just faded.
Yeah.
And just keep it moving. Just keep it moving at that point.
Yeah, it's not my problem.
Yeah, it's not my problem. You're asleep on the plane and you haven't woken up and you took two Xanax. Not my problem.
Yep.
He's not going to remember anything, too. So.
No.
Yeah.
No, the worst one I ever saw, I guess, probably I got motion sickness one time, and it was when I was younger, and my aunt, she had some Phenagrin that she gave to me, anti-nausea.
Yeah.
And I thought that you just take the whole pill.
You take half a pill or something, right?
No, I took an entire one.
You're supposed to.
I was knocked out.
Yeah, you're supposed to take like half of those, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're supposed to break them up for you.
Yeah.
Well, I had a girl our age, a complete Karen, on my flight down to Florida.
Oh, of course you did.
This week. So it was like a half full flight, surprisingly.
Great job by her parents telling her that her opinion doesn't really matter that much.
So she had a little dog with her, of course. You know, everybody got the dog in the dog bed. She had her dog in the bag. Put it under her seat. There's like a little blob of something on her seat. It's like about this small, maybe a dime piece. And it was, I don't even know what it was. It wasn't like sticky or anything. It just was like on the seat. And she sits down next to me and she calls for the flight attendant. She's like, I'm not sitting here. Like, this seat is disgusting. Like, I need napkins now. She's like, okay. So she brings her napkins. And then she goes, actually, can I just switch seats? I'm not paying for this seat. I'm not sitting in a dirty seat. And she's like, she's looking at her little iPad trying to figure out. She's like, can I just move up a seat? And she's like looking at her iPad. She goes, fine, you can just move up. And so I let her go. It's like, thank God I have to sit next to a Karen. But and then the flight attendant was like, well, she's like, what are you doing? I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you're not going with her? I was like, what do you mean? She's like, y'all not together? I was like, no.
Hey, Noel for Kansas State just went down, guys.
Who?
What?
Noel for Kansas State. He just went down.
Oh, nice.
It's in commercial break.
Yep.
That's probably why.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that mean we want Kansas State?
I guess so. Anyway, continue your story.
Anyway, so the Karen goes up to the next seat, and then she turns around. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just not usually like this. I'm just on the way to a funeral.
Why lie?
Who cares?
Why lie? Why lie and say you're not usually like that? You're definitely like that every single flight.
If you're rude, I hate when people rude to flight attendants. Like, just straight at.
Just sit down.
Hey, he caught himself this time! Hey!
Clap it up for him. Nice job, man.
Just straight jerks.
Yep. Absolutely, man. Just.
I did sit next to one of the nicest people ever for 5 minutes, and I couldn't get drunk on this flight because it was a military flight. Like, the Army was supposed to pay for it. Obviously, they didn't. But this lady was. this lady, she sits next to me. Should have paid for two seats. Did you get that out of the way? She should have paid for two seats. But she looks at me and she's like, my son's in ROTC. Thank you for your service. I really appreciate what you do. Honey, I'm big. Do you want me to move? I said, no, you don't have to. She's like, I'm going to move. I'm too fat to sit next to you. I said, okay. All right.
I appreciate it.
All right.
You know, good old yup, thanks. And keep it moving.
I would hate to try to strike a conversation with that guy on a plane.
Oh, man.
Ew.
1 hour and 5 minutes until tip-off. Tennessee, FAU. Score prediction, Matthew.
I said 13 points the other day. I think I said 75-62. I'll lean back at that and go 72-66.
Baker. Ew. Use that microphone.
Hammer the under, 62-58 balls.
4-point win. Bryson.
I like 65-47. I think we're going to beat them again.
Oh, all right.
Oh, I think I even got it.
18 points.
I said 77-68 the other day, which would be hammering the over. But I'm not going to switch up now. I'm going to stick with that, 77-68 Tennessee.
I'm going to go 69-65 Tennessee.
Nice. And pray your bet hits.
Oh, if it does, Pizza Hoss on me. That's going to do it for us. Thank you, Davis.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you.
Thank you, Baker.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bryson.
Thank you.
Something else coming up next here on WKGN. Tune in tonight on Twitter for the voluntary reaction, and tune in tomorrow for Three and Out right here on Fan Run Radio.